It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah, it's March Madness, and we are going to dive deep into the NCAA tournament. But before we do that, I want to talk about a retirement from the NFL that should definitely be talked about, especially if you live in the state of Georgia, and especially if you live in Southeast Georgia, then this is really going to resonate with you. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The retirement that I'm talking about is none other than Darius Slay. For those of you that are not from Southeast Georgia that might be listening to this show in other parts of the states, Darius Slay, I think by most accounts, is considered the greatest player to have ever played for the Brunswick High Pirates. Darius Slay was a standout while at Brunswick and went on from Brunswick to play 2 years of football at a community college in Mississippi and then transferred to Mississippi State, where he was a standout corner for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Slay went on to get drafted to the NFL, and he recently announced his retirement. 13 seasons for Darius Slay. He was drafted in the second round of the 2013 NFL draft. I believe he was like the 36th player overall taken. 13 seasons, drafted by the Lions in 2013, and that is, of course, where he spent most of his time in Detroit. He was then traded to the Philadelphia Eagles, which, of course, he went on to win a Super Bowl there in Philadelphia, and finished his career after the Eagles cut him. He signed a contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers and played 10 games in his final season for the Steelers. Now, one thing I will say is he is not hanging them up without still opportunities on the table for him, which you got to admire. He finished up the season with the Steelers, and then he was offered a contract by the Buffalo Bills to continue his NFL career, and he decided that he did not want to do that. He wanted to go ahead and call it a day, so he has 28 interceptions in the NFL, 5 defensive touchdowns, over 650 tackles in the NFL, over 130-something pass breakups. I mean, it's just nuts. The NFL career that Darius Slay had, a kid that came from Brunswick, Georgia. So, congratulations to Darius Slay on a fantastic NFL career and whatever the next chapter may hold for him. 13 seasons in the NFL. The average, just so you know, the average shelf life of an NFL player is 4 years. And that doesn't include the guys that are on the field. That means, like, everybody that's on an NFL roster, when you add all of that together, the average shelf life of an NFL player is 4 years. Darius Slay played 13 seasons in the NFL. And not just 13 seasons, but 13 seasons as an elite shutdown corner. Sure, toward the end, he was an above-average corner, maybe even a good corner. But for the bulk of his career in Detroit and Philadelphia, he was a shutdown defensive cornerback. All-Pro selections. He will be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and there is no argument about that. And if he does, if he's not selected to the first round, if he's not selected to the NFL Hall of Fame, first ballot, then, you know, we need to kind of reemphasize or rethink what we're doing as far as voting for the NFL Hall of Fame, because Darius Slay is easily a first ballot Hall of Famer. This is also a kid, I say kid, Darius Slay is not a kid. Darius Slay is a grown man. Darius Slay is also a man that gave back to his community. He did several football camps in the Brunswick area, donated a ton of money to the Glenn County Athletic System. Just, you know, all around a very good dude. And, you know, I don't want to delve too deep into Darius's personal life. Also doing all of this while raising a daughter. Fantastic, fantastic guy. Drafted 13th overall or 36th overall in the 2013 draft by the Lions. And, you know, it's a shame. The Lions had him for the bulk of his career, I think 9 seasons. And because they're such a disheveled mess, they could never get the train on the tracks to be able to take advantage of having Darius Slay on their roster with a very good football team around him. And that's a shame. That is an absolute shame, because Darius Slay would have been one of those players, if you do it right, you build things. He's one of the guys. I'm not saying he is the player that you build around, but he would have been one of the cornerstones in Detroit if they would have been able to get things right, as he proved in Philadelphia. Definitely a key cog for the Philadelphia Eagles, especially during the Super Bowl year. And, you know, those Eagles teams were all the entire time that Darius Slay was there, all the time. They were good, and he was a key contributor for having the Eagles' success. Darius Slay is one of those few cornerbacks in the NFL that played in the NFL where a quarterback would make note that he was that he was in the game, that he was playing, and would make a concerted effort to not throw the ball at him. There's only like maybe 10 guys in the history of the NFL. Think about this, what I'm saying to you. There are literally only about 10 cornerbacks in the history of the NFL that quarterbacks on purpose made the decision not to throw the ball their way. There's 10 guys, maybe 10-ish, and Darius Slay is on that list. Congrats, Darius.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Former Brunswick High Pirate Darius Slay recently announced his retirement from the NFL. Slay will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was drafted by the Detroit Lions in the second round as the overall 36th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft. He played for the Lions, Eagles, and Steelers. Slay played 13 seasons in the NFL, recording 655 tackles, 163 pass breakups, 28 interceptions, and 5 defensive touchdowns. Darius Slay played 2 seasons at Mississippi State in college. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life.
301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
As a Kennesaw State alum, I have gotten the opportunity to be giddy over the last, two or three seasons where the Kennesaw State Owls two different times have made appearances in the NCAA tournament. This year, they're doing the same thing. Back to the dance for the Owls, and it was a weird season for Kennesaw State, if I'm being honest with you. The Owls, yes, they made the NCAA tournament, but they did not get in as an at-large, nor would they have gotten in as at-large. They had to go and win the Conference USA tournament, which they did. By the way, keep in mind, Kennesaw State jumped up to Division I in Conference USA just a couple of seasons ago, and here they are, winning that conference a couple seasons in. So, you know, kudos to the Kennesaw State Owls getting into the NCAA tournament. Overall, 21-13 were the Owls. Again, not really good enough to have gotten in as an at-large. They would not have gotten in with that record if they had not won the tournament. 10-10 in Conference USA in the regular season. One impressive stat that I've got to make note of for Kennesaw State, they were 13-3 at home. Now, they won 21 games, 21-13 at home. They were 4-8 on the road. They only played 12 road games, and they had a losing record on the road. They did play 6 neutral site games as well. They were 4-2 in those games. So, it was, like I said, it was a weird season for the Owls, one of which where they're going to be matched up in the first round with Gonzaga. Gonzaga is a 21.5-point favorite to win the game in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I'm going to get into, later in the show, like I told you at the beginning, we're going to take a deep dive into the NCAA tournament. We will touch on Kennesaw State while I'm doing that. I'm going ahead and telling you, I've got Kennesaw State making a little bit of a run. And maybe I'm biased, whatever. But I've got Kennesaw State, of course, in the first round, they have Gonzaga. I've got them upsetting Gonzaga. Yeah, they're 21.5-point favorite or 21.5-point underdogs. I don't care. So I've got them beating Gonzaga in the first round. And in the second round, I've got them beating the 6-seed BYU. And then in the Sweet 16. So I've got them to the Sweet 16. And then things are going to get, everything's tough in the NCAA tournament. There are no gimmies, but things get really difficult in the Sweet 16 game because they're going to get Purdue, which is the 2-seed in the West bracket. So I'm going to bow Kennesaw State out at Purdue. A Sweet 16 appearance, if things go according to the way I'm predicting them to go. A Sweet 16 appearance for the Kennesaw State Owls. They are a 14 seed, by the way. So, you know, just a weird season for the Owls, especially, you know, 13-3 at well, they call it's really weird how they do the naming of their I guess of, I don't want to call it a stadium because it's not a stadium, but their home court, right? Their arena. It's Vistar Arena, but it's on the Kennesaw State campus inside of the Convocation Center. So Vistar Arena inside of the Kennesaw State University Convocation Center, which is like, if you're not familiar with Kennesaw State, and if you are, this is really going to make your day that I'm going to mention this. The Convocation Center, of course, is right next to the green. If you're familiar with Kennesaw State campus, you know exactly where I'm talking about, the green. It is right next to that, the Convocation Center, Vistar Arena, inside the Convocation Center on Kennesaw State University campus, right next to the green. 13-3 at home, 4-8 on the road, 4-2 in neutral sites. The 4-2 stat, that's the one that we kind of need to be paying attention to because that's what they're going to be doing from here on out. 4-2 in those games. Now, if they don't get BYU in the second round, they'll get the 11th seeded Texas Longhorns. I still think Kennesaw State beats them. Even if Texas upsets BYU and Kennesaw State upsets Gonzaga, whether it's BYU or whether it's Texas in the second round, I would still pick the Kennesaw State Owls to get to the Sweet 16. You know, and if something goes crazy, right, you're not going to pick Queens from North Carolina to beat Purdue in the West bracket. You've got Missouri and Miami playing Purdue in the second round, the winner of the Missouri-Miami game. Miami's the 7 seed. Missouri is the 10 seed. Even if it's Miami that plays Purdue, Purdue's still going to win that game, probably. If they don't, and Kennesaw State gets Miami or Missouri, now we're cooking with Crisco. Kennesaw State, if they get Miami or Missouri, I think they would win either one of those games, and that would lead them to the number one seed in the West, if that goes according to chalk, which, of course, would be the Arizona Wildcats. Not happening there. And I think that they will. I think Arizona, Duke, in my opinion, Duke and Arizona, we'll talk a little bit more about this later, Duke and Arizona by far are the two best teams in the NCAA tournament. Kennesaw State, unfortunately, does fall in the West bracket with Arizona. So, you know, it's tough sledding. You've got Arizona and Purdue. But again, I've got Kennesaw State to the Sweet 16. I've got them beating, upsetting Gonzaga, who they're 21.5-point underdogs to. And then I've got them beating the 6-seed BYU to get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. And then I have them going down to the 2-seed in Purdue. Big time. And it looks like that this is kind of where we're heading now with Kennesaw State. Yeah, again, weird season. They won the conference tournament, Division I tournament, Conference USA. Hopefully big things on the horizon for the Kennesaw State Owls. They can keep building on this momentum. I hope so. Again, let's go Owls. Jason Bishop, Kennesaw State alum. If I could, in reality, in good conscience, I'd pick them to win the whole dang thing. Can't quite do that.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Guys, Easter is on the way. There is no better time for that perfect gift for that special someone. Check out Cunningham Jewelers' immense pearl inventory for the young woman in your life or the young at heart. Also, why not update your Easter tabletop decor? Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget.
Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
For a hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire. Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
You ready? Let's go.
Also making the NCAA tournament, two in-state teams, not just the Kennesaw State Owls, but also the Georgia Bulldogs, find their way into the tournament as well. So congrats to the Georgia Bulldogs. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup, and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities, Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. So the Georgia Bulldogs are also in to the NCAA tournament, and I'm pulling up their schedule. So they're into the NCAA tournament, and they are going to take on St. Louis in the first round. Georgia is a 3.5-point favorite to win the first round game against St. Louis. They are an 8 seed. If they do get by St. Louis, which I think they've got a shot to get by St. Louis, Michigan will be waiting for them in the second round, the number one seed in the Midwest. Not a very good draw for Georgia. St. Louis is going to be a tough matchup. I don't know that they win that game, and even if they do, it's going to take some miracle, you know, and these things do happen in the NCAA tournament, but it would be a miracle for Georgia to get by Michigan. And then, you know, if they do get by Michigan, they're probably looking at Alabama, who is a 4 seed in the Midwest region. And, of course, Georgia did not Georgia did beat Alabama late in the season. Let's see. I think Alabama was ranked like 16th at the time. Let me find that. Yeah, Alabama was ranked 16th to start the season. And then they ended up right around there, 16th, when Georgia beat them, too, 99-88. That was the final regular season game for the Georgia Bulldogs. They beat Mississippi State in the SEC tournament 102-96. By the way, they beat Alabama 98-88. And then they went down 76-72 to end their their conference tournament. They went down 76-72 to Ole Miss, ending that run. Georgia's, you know, you look at their schedule. Two different times that they had six-game winning streaks. They started, if you remember, all the way back at the beginning of the season, Georgia started the year 6-0. 104-59 win over Bellarmine. Maryland Eastern Shore, they beat 94-29, destroyed them, as well as Bellarmine. Morehead State, 120-81. Then they beat in-state, big-time in-state rival Georgia Tech, 92-87. Beat Florida A&M, 87-57, and then they beat Xavier 78-77, which climbed them to a 6-0 start in the 2025-26 NCAA basketball season. That streak was snapped at the hands of Clemson in overtime, 97-94. And then right after they lost that game to Clemson, they went on another big-time win streak. And this time they won seven in a row, 123-81 over Texas Tech, 107-73 over Florida State, 84-65 over Cincinnati, 112-82 over Western Carolina, 103-74 over West Georgia. Long Island University fell to the Dogs, 89-74, and then a 104-100 win over Auburn. That seven-game winning streak was snapped at the hands of Florida, who, of course, is a number one seed, 92-77. So, look, after Georgia's first, 14 games, they were 13-1. Georgia was 13-1 to start the season, and they finished 22-10, 7th in the SEC, 10-8 in conference. A six-game winning streak and a seven-game winning streak. I think I said 2 6-game winning streaks earlier. That is wrong. Six-game winning streak and a seven-game winning streak, basically, you know, back-to-back. 7th in the SEC, 6-4 on the road, 14-4 at home. They are favored in the St. Louis game. They are favored by 2.5 points. And then, of course, if they do get by St. Louis, Michigan will be waiting for the Dogs. They did have some key games, right? You're looking at the Florida game, which I just told you that, you know, snapped that seven-game winning streak. They fell to Florida 92-77. They beat Arkansas, who was ranked 17th at the time, 90-76. That was in Arkansas. They beat Missouri 74-72 at home. They did go down to Texas and Tennessee and Texas A&M back-to-back-to-back. Probably the roughest patch for the Dogs. Lost to Texas 87-67, Tennessee in overtime 86-85, and then A&M 92-77. By the way, all three of those teams, Texas, Tennessee, and A&M, all in the NCAA tournament. They snapped that losing streak by taking down LSU 83-71 and then lost to 14 Florida at the time, 86-66. So Florida beat them both times. Florida got them twice. Then they lost another game right after that to Oklahoma. So really, if I'm, you know, kind of looking at the schedule and remembering what they did in the regular season, Georgia got off to that great start. And that great start's what got them into the NCAA tournament, because they pretty well played 500 basketball after they started 13-1. From that point on, 22-10 is your, you know, their final record. So they pretty well played 500 basketball after the date of January the 3rd. I think the thing that got them into the NCAA tournament was the win late on March 3rd over Alabama, who was ranked 16th at the time, 98-88. I think that was the win that got them off the bubble and into the tournament. Also a win in Lexington at Kentucky, who is also in the tournament, 86-78. They took a tough loss to Vanderbilt, 88-80. And then again, getting into the NCAA tournament, or the SEC tournament rather, they beat Mississippi State in the first round 102-96 and then fell to Ole Miss 76-72 to end their conference run, and they got in as an 8 seed. They'll get St. Louis, 2.5 point favorite for the Dogs. We'll see what they do. And again, I am giddy, absolutely giddy, to get into breaking down the NCAA tournament, because there are a lot of different playoff formats. There are a lot of different playoff formats that I like. The NCAA tournament is the best playoff format in all of sports, period. Everybody, even the little guys, get a fair shot, and a real fair shot, to get on the court and show what you can do against the big boys, and sometimes even schools that are also just as small. So it is the best playoff system in sport, period. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA Baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. That's jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable, family, fun. Look, I think the Kennesaw State Owls are going further than the Georgia Bulldogs. That's what I think. If Georgia gets past Michigan, all bets are off.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High-quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
Cold weather is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection. Quarter zips and sweaters for men and women are on sale now. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Second generation, locally owned, and your destination for apparel since 1994. In the Harris Teeter Shopping Center, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
And March Madness continues to dominate this show. Again, I love March Madness. Love it. And, you know, NCAA basketball is, you know, it starts right at the end of college football. So a lot of us are still paying attention to college football, especially with the expanded playoffs. And then when football ends, we pretty well dive into the NCAA basketball season. And then we get into conference tournaments and all of that. So I am going to break down the East and South brackets, and then the next segment I'll do the West and the Midwest. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to give you my final four to start this thing with. My final four out of the East, I've got Duke. No big surprise. Out of the South, I've got Florida. which I didn't think Florida would get a number one seed. I thought they would give it to Houston, but with the strength of the SEC, remember the SEC got 10 teams into the tournament. They decided to give Florida the number one seed and bump Houston to the two seed, and Houston is in that same bracket with Florida. On the other side, out of the West, I have got Purdue, and out of the Midwest, I have got Virginia. So my final four, Duke and Florida, Purdue and Virginia. Duke and Florida are both one seeds. Purdue's a two, and three is Virginia. All right, so let's start in the East. Duke, number one seed, will take on number 16, Siena. We all know how that's going to go. The 8-9 game, Ohio State and TCU. I'm going to take Ohio State in that game. St. John's and Northern Iowa. That's a 5-12 game. That matchup is notorious for upsets. I don't think it happens here. Give me 5 St. John's, 4 Kansas, 13 Cal Baptist. Let me tell you something. I really feel like Kansas is vulnerable here, but I don't think Cal Baptist is good enough to get them. So give me Kansas as a 4 seed to advance. The 6-11 game, Louisville and South Florida. I think Louisville's a little overrated. I don't think South Florida's all that great, but I do think South Florida wins and upsets Louisville. 11 seed South Florida moves on. 3 Michigan State, 14 South Dakota State. Give me Michigan State to advance there. 7 UCLA and 10 Central Florida. I'm a Central Florida fan, but UCLA was playing great toward the end of the season. I've actually got UCLA making a pretty deep run, but I took UCLA here in the 7-10 game. UCLA advances. 2 UConn and 15 Furman. I'm going to take UConn, obviously. And UConn did not look that great in their conference tournament. Got blown out in the championship game. So, you know, who knows how deep or how far UConn's going to go. I think they're pretty vulnerable. So that is the first round of the East bracket. So I'll swing back around now to the second round of the East bracket. Duke and Ohio State. I will take the Dukies to get to the Sweet 16. St. John's and Kansas. I told you I feel like Kansas is vulnerable. Give me St. John's to upset Kansas and get to the Sweet 16. The 11 seed South Florida and the 3 seed Michigan State. I'll take Michigan State to get to the Sweet 16. And in the the final little bracket there in the East, the final matchup in the East, number 7 UCLA and 2 UConn. I'm going to take UCLA to upset UConn. So from the East bracket, I've got Duke, St. John's, Michigan State, and UCLA in the Sweet 16. Now, my two teams that will advance from the East bracket to the Elite Eight, Duke and St. John's, number 1 and a 5 seed. Give me Duke to beat St. John's. Michigan State, who's a 3 seed, will take on 7 UCLA. Give me UCLA to upset Michigan State, which would bring you to the bracket championship game between number 1 Duke and 7 UCLA. And I think UCLA's run ends right there in the Elite Eight. I think Duke gets them. So that's what I've got going down in the East bracket. In the South, Florida, number 1, 16, Prairie View, A&M. Now, obviously, I'm going to go with Florida. The 8-9 game, Clemson and Iowa. Clemson's the 8, Iowa's the 9. Give me Iowa to knock off Clemson. The 5-12 game, Vanderbilt and McNeese. Give me Vanderbilt to lose to McNeese. There is one of your 5-12 upsets. McNeese advances. Nebraska, who is the 4 seed, will take on Troy, who is the 13. I've got an upset here. I'm picking Troy to take down Nebraska. In the 6-11 game, North Carolina, who's the 6 seed, will take on VCU, who is the 11. Give me North Carolina to advance. St. Mary's, who is the 10 seed, will take, or the 7 seed, will take on the 10 seed, Texas A&M. Slight upset here. I'll take Texas A&M to beat St. Mary's. And in the 2-15 game, I mentioned Houston would be the 2 seed in this bracket. They will take on the 15 seed, Idaho, and I've got Houston advancing. So in the second round of the South tournament, we will have Florida, the 1 seed, and Iowa, the 9. Give me Florida to beat Iowa. I've got McNeese, the 12 seed, and Troy, the 13 seed. Flip a coin. I'll take McNeese to advance to the Sweet 16. North Carolina, who is the 6 seed. Illinois is the 3 seed. Give me North Carolina an upset here to get to the Sweet 16. And the 10 seed Texas A&M taking on the 2 seed Houston. Texas A&M's run ends right there at the hands of Houston. So the teams that I have advancing to the Sweet 16 out of the South: Florida, McNeese, North Carolina, and Houston. Florida, the number 1 seed, will take on the 12 seed McNeese. Give me the Gators to advance. North Carolina, who is the 6 seed, will take on the 2 seed Houston. I'm taking the Tar Heels in an upset, which would bring us to the bracket championship game in the South, the number 1 seeded Florida Gators against the 6 seeded North Carolina Tar Heels. I will take the Gators to get to the NCAA Final Four. So from the East and the South, Duke and Florida, and those two teams will meet in the Final Four to get to the championship game. I'll give you details about all of that once I finish breaking down the West and the Midwest next segment.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has 2 locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
So I promised you that I would get to the West and Midwest sides of the NCAA tournament. I will do that, and then after I do that, I will give you my winners of the semifinal games and who I think is going to win the whole dang thing. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea. All right, so we've got all the business out of the way, and so in the West bracket, Arizona is your number one seed. I told you, I feel like Arizona and Duke are probably the two best teams in the tournament, but I don't have them both in the Final Four. Keep listening. Arizona will play the 16 seed Long Island, or play 16 seed Long Island. I've got Arizona winning that game, of course, as the one seed. Villanova and Utah State in the 8-9 game. Give me Villanova to advance. Wisconsin and High Point. Wisconsin is the 5 seed. High Point is the 12. Give me the 5 seed to avoid that upset. Wisconsin advances. The 4 seed Arkansas takes on 13 Hawaii. Give me Arkansas in that game to advance. And then you've got 6 BYU and 11 Texas. I think BYU really, that game's got all the makings of an NCAA tournament classic. BYU is a 6 seed, 11 is Texas. Give me BYU. Gonzaga and Kennesaw State. Gonzaga the 3 seed, Kennesaw State the 4 seed. We went in great detail about Kennesaw State's season. Give me Kennesaw State to upset Gonzaga. Miami of Florida is the 7 seed. They'll take on the 10 seed Missouri. Give me Missouri to upset Miami. The 2 seed is Purdue. They'll take on the 15 seed Queens from North Carolina. I've got Purdue winning that game. So, on to the round of 32. Arizona, the 1 seed, 8 is Villanova. Give me Arizona to knock off Villanova to get to the Sweet 16. Wisconsin and Arkansas, I've gone back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on this pick. I've got Wisconsin written on my bracket, but I'm going to change it. I'm going to take Arkansas beating Wisconsin to get to the Sweet 16 as the 4 seed. 6 BYU and 14 Kennesaw State. Give me Kennesaw State to advance to the Sweet 16. The 10 seed, of course, is Missouri. They will play the 2 seed Purdue. Give me Purdue to knock off Missouri. So, your representatives in the Sweet 16 from the West bracket: Arizona, Wisconsin, Kennesaw State, and Purdue. That top game, Arkansas, because I told you I wrote Wisconsin, but I'm picking Arkansas. So Wisconsin is out. Arkansas will beat them. They'll play Arizona, so it'll be a 1-4 game. Arizona's the 1 seed. Arkansas is the 4. Give me Arizona to get past Arkansas. The bottom half of that bracket, Kennesaw State, the 14 seed, and 2, Purdue. I think Kennesaw State's run ends right there. Purdue knocks off Kennesaw State to get to the Elite 8. So your 2 Elite 8 representatives, the 1 seed Arizona and the 2 seed Purdue. And I am taking Purdue to knock off Arizona in the West bracket to get to the Final 4. So Purdue will join Duke and Florida in the Final 4, and they will get there as a non-number 1, where Duke and Florida I've got as getting there. Of course, they're both number 1 seeds. All right, so on the other side, or at the bottom half of this bracket in the Midwest, you've got the number 1 seed Michigan Wolverines. They will take on the 16 seed Howard. Give me Michigan to win that game. Georgia, the 8 seed, St. Louis, the 9 seed. I've gone so back and forth on this, but I'm going to take St. Louis to win the game. St. Louis wins. Georgia's a 2.5-point favorite. Give me St. Louis to win the game anyway as a 9. In the 5-12 game, Texas Tech, who's the 5-12, is Akron. Give me Akron to knock off Texas Tech and upset the Red Raiders. The 4-13 game, Alabama and Hofstra. Give me Alabama. 6, Tennessee, 11, Miami of Ohio. Give me Tennessee to advance there. 3, Virginia, 14, Wright State. That's a dangerous game for Virginia, I'm telling you right now. Wright State's going to give Virginia everything they want. That's going to be a nail-biter. I will take Virginia to survive their first-round game and get by Wright State. And then 7, Kentucky, 10, Santa Clara. I'm going to take an upset here. I'm taking Santa Clara to knock off the 7-seeded Kentucky Wildcats. And then the 2-15 game, Iowa State, and 15 is Tennessee State. Give me Iowa State to get there. I've got a buddy, Colin Lacey, who writes for the Southern Sports Edition, who's got Iowa State in the Final 4. I do not. So then in the second round, you've got number 1, Michigan, number 9, St. Louis. Give me Michigan to get to the Sweet 16. Alabama, the 4 seed, Akron, the 12. Give me Alabama to get to the Sweet 16. Tennessee and Virginia. That's going to be a great game. I'll take Virginia to beat Tennessee to get to the Sweet 16. And then Santa Clara and Iowa State. I'll take Iowa State to beat the 10th-seeded Santa Clara. So then your four representatives in the Sweet 16 from the Midwest, Michigan, Alabama, Virginia, Iowa State, went to chalk 1, 2, 3, 4. The top four seeds get to the Sweet 16, according to Jason Bishop. Michigan, Alabama, Virginia, and Iowa State. You've got the one seed Michigan and the four seed Alabama. I will take Alabama to knock off Michigan. And then in the 3-2 game, Iowa State's the two seed, Virginia's the three. I'll take Virginia to take down Iowa State. And thus, you will be gifted a championship, a bracket championship game in the Midwest between Alabama and Virginia. Virginia's the three, Alabama's the four. Give me Virginia to get to the Final Four. So my Final Four, Duke, Florida, Purdue, and Virginia. On the East and South side, Duke and Florida will play each other in the semifinals. Give me the Dukies to knock off the Gators. That's going to be a great game. The West winner, Purdue, will take on the Midwest winner, against Virginia. And give me Purdue to get to the championship game, which brings us to Duke and Purdue for all the marbles. And I will take Duke to win the whole thing. Now, I will say this. I feel like that the winner of Duke and Florida is going to win the whole NCAA. It will win the championship game. Whoever wins between Duke and Florida, I think, would definitely beat Purdue or Virginia, whoever got there. So, in my mind, the de facto championship game would be Duke and Florida in the semifinals if this thing goes the way, and of course it's not. I'm going to miss games. But Duke and Florida in the semifinals, Purdue and Virginia in the semifinals. And again, like I said, I think that Arizona and Duke are the two best teams. I don't have Arizona getting there, and that happens in the NCAA tournament. Oh my gosh, a lot going on. And of course, March Madness is great. Kicks off on Thursday. Will run us through the weekend, getting us to the Sweet 16 games ending on Sunday. And then we'll do it all over again with the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games following that. I've got Duke as your national champion. And I will say this. The networks are rooting for Duke, Arizona in the national championship, which of course could happen because they're on opposite sides. But that's what the networks are rooting for. They want Duke, Arizona. So do I. I just don't think it's going to happen. But I do want to see that. I would love to have that as your championship game. That would be fantastic. I've got Duke Purdue. That's where I'm going, is Duke and Purdue. Duke wins it all. But if the networks get their way, Duke this Arizona ratings bonanza.
On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Former Brunswick High Pirate Darius Slay recently announced his retirement from the NFL. Slay will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was drafted by the Detroit Lions in the second round as the overall 36th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft. He played for the Lions, Eagles, and Steelers. Slay played 13 seasons in the NFL, recording 655 tackles, 163 pass breakups, 28 interceptions, and 5 defensive touchdowns. Darius Slay played 2 seasons at Mississippi State in college. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain.
From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Go Niles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.